Director Jonathan Kaplan began by making inexpensive genre pictures like Night Call Nurses and White Line Fever for the producer Roger Corman. Later, he graduated to more mainstream movies, including such well-received films as Heart Like a Wheel and The Accused. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Kaplan's latest, Unlawful Entry.
Apparently, Kaplan's gone back to making genre films again. Only this genre doesn't have a name yet. Let's call it the indoor psycho film. You know what I'm talking about. See, there's this psycho, friendly, attractive, smiley, ingratiating. He or she inveigles himself or herself into your home and wins the trust and affection of your spouse. Pretty soon, you suspect that the psycho is taking over your life, but only you know how right you are. That is, until it's almost too late. Oh, one other thing. The psycho has to die in the end, of course, but not once, always twice. You kill him or her. You walk away, preferably putting down your weapon. The music swells, pretending that the film is over, and then the monster rises suddenly behind you, bleeding and wearing a hideous grin. Am I giving anything away? Of course not. When I saw Unlawful Entry, every single member of the audience always seemed to know what was going to happen before it did, and they were always right. Kurt Russell plays Michael, a hustling businessman trying to open a new nightclub in downtown L.A. Madeline Stowe, an incompetent, pleasant-looking actress who somehow always gets cast as the raving beauty no man can resist, is his wife, Karen, a schoolteacher. One night, a thug breaks into their inexplicably lavish house and puts a knife to Karen's throat. The thug gets away, and when the police finally arrive, one of them, Pete Davis, played by Ray Liotta, seems extra friendly and helpful. The sure signs of a movie psycho. Officer Davis starts hanging around, helping with the new alarm system, slowly but surely trying to seduce Karen. Meanwhile, he's also trying to destroy Michael's nightclub business. And finally, Michael offers him $5,000 just to go away and leave them alone. Davis isn't buying.
Bribe Mikey.
Call it whatever you want, Pete. I need this deal.
Shh. You hear that? Used to work these hills. I knew this lady. She was out walking her little poodle. When a coyote comes charging out of the brush, snatches up the little poodle and takes off. All we ever found of that little doggy was its diamond-studded leash. You know, when Karen first met you, she actually thought you were different than her gambling father. It's very interesting how people follow patterns. See, she doesn't feel safe with you either, Michael. And Karen needs to feel protected from when those coyotes come charging out of the brush.
You listen to me. You stay away from her.
Now, was that scene better when it was more threatening in Cape Fear? Or did you like it better when it was more psychologically layered in Fatal Attraction? I think the best version was in Internal Affairs, which was almost exactly like this movie in every particular, only spookier and sexier and more twisted. But now we're becoming connoisseurs. Maybe your basic indoor psycho movie is better off without that scene at all. The Hand That Rocked the Cradle didn't have it, and neither did The Stepfather, and both of those were better than this one. Pacific Heights and Deception and Firstborn and A Kiss Before Dying were worse. As the psycho, Ray Liotta is at least as creepy as Rebecca De Mornay, and Kurt Russell is as solid as Michael Douglas, but not as fun to watch as Andy Garcia. Madeline Stowe is worse than everybody except Sean Young, but putting Sean Young in a psycho movie and having her play the victim, not the psycho, is at least an ironic touch. Okay, but look, let's keep it simple. If for some reason you require further exposure to the thrills of the indoor psycho genre, skip Unlawful Entry, head straight for your video store, and rent the granddaddy of them all. It's called Rosemary's Baby.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.